Recorded Books presents Midnight in Austinland by Shannon Hale, narrated by Stina Nielsen and directed by Kathleen Gormley.
Prologue. No one who knew Charlotte Constance Kinder since her youth would suppose her born to be a heroine. She was a practical girl from infancy, only fussing as much as was necessary, and exhibiting no alarming opinions. Common wisdom asserts that heroines are born from calamity, and yet our Charlotte's early life was pretty standard. Not only did her parents avoid fatal accidents, but they also never locked her up in a hidden attic room. At the very least, she might have been a tragic beauty. Though she eventually grew into her largest inheritance, her nose, she was never the sort of girl who provoked men to do dangerous things. She was nice. Even her closest friends, many of whom liked her a great deal, couldn't come up with a more spectacular adjective. Charlotte was nice. Eventually, Charlotte met a nice man named James, whom she was convinced she loved passionately. They had a very nice wedding, and two children who seemed perfect to their mother and adequate to everyone else. After raising them to the point that they no longer needed her constant vigilance to stay alive, Charlotte wondered, what now? That's when Charlotte Constance Kinder, who was nice, discovered that she was also clever. She started a web-based business, grew it to 7 employees, then sold it for an embarrassing profit. With Lou and Beckett in elementary school, she had time, so why not start another? Her retirement fund was flush. She gave to charities. She bought James a fancy car and took the kids on cruises. Charlotte was...